Hi everyone, thank you so much and welcome this evening. So know that we are working live here and the perfect timing for you is whenever you choose to join the call. So that might be live or that might be listening to the recording later on. Okay. That's the perfect time for you to receive. All right, loves. This is a great time to make your way to a nice comfy place to either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And let's begin here by means of breathing, taking some slow, deep inhales and exhales. And using every breath now as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into the cushion below you. All right, everyone. So as I invite the group in through Mindscape here, there's just a bit of a sluggishness, kind of a feeling of, yeah, okay, we'll do it if we have to, but you know, which is really interesting. I actually just finished doing a Body Talk study group. So for those of you who are Body Talk students, you can take a gander and listen to the recording. It's been posted already to the website, and it's all around the topic around receiving. So feel free to check out that little gem. But in that session, we were actually working with this concept of how apathy really inhibits the opportunity to receive. All right, so we're actually going to start here with exploring the consciousness of healthy passivity. That's often a word that can trigger people a lot. It's very different from submissiveness. The unhealthy variation is actually submissiveness. So the term should really be submissive aggressive. The healthy variation of that is passivity. Think of passivity as the opportunity to hold still to receive anything. So if you say, hey, can you pass me that pen? You have to hold still for someone to lean over literally and give you that pen. So healthy passivity involves stillness. We're working with this principle. And it also works with the principle of spaciousness. So creating space in order to receive. So if you try to give somebody a pen into a closed hand, it certainly doesn't work. So first things first, we're going to look at what's cluttering up that space that's not allowing for that spaciousness to just naturally be there. And we're actually running a cellular repair on your own sort of personal addiction to hanging on to your own clutter. Think of it as like being a hoarder on a mental or emotional level. And it's specifically working with all the awarenesses that you've gotten. So in a way, yes, all those awarenesses are healthy, but if they're hung on to and thought about intellectually versus simply just let go of and experienced by the body, they create some clutter. So we're simply cleaning out the debris, and simultaneously this is also going to help get you out of your head and step you back into your body mind. Okay, that's linking into the Wei Qi. Now, our Wei Qi surrounds our external body, and its job is to provide a sense of protection, a sense of synthesis. So we're actually specifically working with its emotional protection. And again, it's around the sense of worry, which can create a lot of clutter. Because worry energy creates a lot of confusion. So there's this sense of just clutter in so many different levels, from mental to emotional to everything around that and in between that. It's linked into the front of the neck and the muscles that run here. In particular, the sternocleidomastoid muscle. And I'm literally seeing tension in the jaw constrict, and it's creating tension throughout that front of the neck muscle, which isn't allowing for the mouth, the jaw to be open and relaxed to literally receive. And it's actually setting up a pattern of tension throughout the fascia into the brain and in through the front of the abdomen. So we're going to run a circulation plug-in here of all the basic healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our chi, our vitality, consciousness and awareness, right down to the electrons, protons, solitons, and neutrons. And it's even working with the circulation of water molecules with hydration, which absorbs both water and joy. The hormones circulating them, as well as finding a balance between sensuality and sexuality. Incidentally, we also explored that in more detail today in the context of receiving in our study group. So you're welcome to check that out if that appeals to you. And you're a body talk student, of course. Okay. It's linking into the consciousness now of earth element, which helps to give us a sense of presence. And there's a habit pattern here of needing to be tense in order to feel presence. So we're unhooking that off of a few areas. One is the zygoma, one is again the front of the neck muscles going down in through the front of the chest muscles, including the intercostals and the pec major and pec minor. And it's even including the fascia into the underside of the lower jaw and the crown of the head. And now I'm hearing the words, it's time to get off your high horse. And I'm seeing the flash of, I don't know if any of you follow the Osho Zen Tarot deck at all, but it's the morality card, and there's this queen, or well, she looks like she's a queen, but not really, who's got her judgment face on. So it's as if her lips are pursed, like she just ate something kind of sour, and everything's tense within her entire body mind. Because she's got all sorts of rigidities around how things should be done or shouldn't be done. So when we work with this energy, it's really unhooking all of that rigidity that's here and all of the energy that that represents. So all of those harsh judgments, all of those, this is the way it should be done, this is how I would do it, I know best type of thinking. And now we're going to find another way to feel present in your body. And this is fun. It's linking you into the genitals, which are our center for pleasure. So we're looking at genitals from both genders, regardless of whichever gender you are, we're working with both because at some point in your embryological differentiation, you were actually both. It's linking into a permissions here. I'm just trying to find the exact right words here. Okay, got it now. It's pleasure is safe. All right, loves, and we're gonna tap here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, everyone. Let's see now. Okay, so it feels like there's this weight that's been lifted, and now the group energy is in mindscape, at least willing to get out of the elevator, and there's some movement here, much less apathy overall, so that's beautiful to see. Okay, the next place we're headed now is the body chemistry, which supports our immune system. Now we're working with a very non-traditional type of allergy, so it's not like hay fever or anything like that. It's actually an allergy, or think of this as the immune system's role in rejection versus acceptance around getting your way. So if you feel like you're allergic to getting your way or getting what you want, and or if that elicits some sort of immune system rejection type of response versus acceptance, then it certainly doesn't set the stage for abundance to enter your life. And it's linking into enhancing circulation of qi, that vitality, from it's about the level of the heart up. So it's maybe just a little bit lower than that. It's going down to the seventh rib. So everything from the seventh rib and higher. Enhancing the circulation of this vitality. And it's finding a new way to face your future, to find a new sense of opportunity, to find another way. Okay, now I'm seeing the side body light up, and usually that's the gallbladder meridian, but in this case it's not. It's actually working with a consciousness of, I don't know what side to take anymore. So feeling a bit torn between old you, new you, for example, or even being torn in any other form of opposites that you're exploring in your own spiritual explorations right now. It's linking into a couple of reciprocals. The first is occiput to sacrum, the back of the head to the back of the pelvis. And it's being defined by connecting to the rhythm of life, which is interesting because occiput to sacrum taps into the entire wisdom of the craniosacral healthcare modality, which is pretty rich. And the second reciprocal here is that of upper spine to lower spine. And much like an antenna, it's almost got like a GPS type of energy now, giving you the coordinates to find what it is you're looking for. So we're just altering this alignment of the spine to help your GPS system out and make sure that it is nice and clear versus shutting down on you or kicking you off and you having to log back onto your phone again to figure out where it is you're going in the middle of your trip. Okay. This is interesting. It's next linking to the concept of a spiritual fungus in body chemistry, impacting the endocrine system. It's actually affecting a few pieces of the endocrine system, though. It's working with its impact on both the pituitary, or center for insight, intuition, as well as the ovaries, center for willpower, testes, like ovaries rule our feminine, masculine is ruled by the testes, and adrenals that help give us our get up and go. So, what the heck does a spiritual fungus mean, you might be asking? Think of a fungus as something that grows on things that are dead. So part of you has to be feeling a little dead inside on that spiritual level for this to be growing here. So by cleaning up the fungus, we're also cleaning up all the underlying elements that are required for its growth, so to speak. It's linked into another permissions here of my body is safe. And I'm just seeing, much like a movie on Fast Forward, a whole wide array of different abuses of the body. Whether that was through neglect of not giving it the movement that I need that it needed by over moving it, by subjecting it to different food choices that it didn't do well on, to making it move without getting the sleep that it needed, to denying it pleasure through sexual experiences with your loved ones, your loved partners. Or even with yourselves. And this is probably the most heinous one of all, to blocking off openness in receiving touch. I know we worked a little bit with that last week in specific around receiving masculine touch as a little one, but this is going into a different place of not feeling like you can be touched. Feeling a little untouchable as a defense mechanism. Okay, so we're going to address that series of active memories. It's going to continue actually for the next 3 days, that abuse of the body. And then we're linking that into the percuneus of the brain, which helps us to face our self-image, how it is we think others see us. Okay, loves, and we're tapping here. Give yourself some slow deep breaths. Okay, very good. Okay, next we're headed to the entire limbic brain, and there's a bit of conflict happening between the right and the left here. So much like we can do cortices for the entire nervous system and brain, we're actually working with cortices just for the limbic brain here. And we're regulating the left side and its need for control, to the right side's need for adventure. And to help that out, we're actually bringing in the subthalamic nucleus in our brain, which is another part of the limbic brain that works with discernments. And it also works with movements, the voluntary movements, versus involuntary movements. So it helps to decide what action you should take. So often, and we talk a lot about receiving being a very feminine principle, we can get stuck in this idea of thinking that it just has to come to us. Yet passivity requires tremendous action. Think of all the focus that's taken to focus in on an instructor when they're trying to teach you some piece of information that's new. So there's a passivity here, there's a stillness here, and yet there's tremendous activity and focus in learning. Okay, so that subthalamic nucleus is incidentally ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication. And I don't think we're in a full-blown Mercury retrograde yet, but I do believe that we're prepping for it in the next little while here. So I always find it so interesting when that comes up around these time frames. It's linking into the head of the caudate nucleus, which is another part of that limbic brain. And we're working here with this image of feeling like you're a big clumsy oaf, or feeling like you're just all thumbs, or like a bull in a china shop. Specifically when it comes to the act of receiving. Okay, so with that, we're actually running a seedry on the concept of grace and how to integrate receiving gracefully. The grace is a very feminine principle as well, and I always think of it as the one word that talks about just being effortlessly in flow. You've all had those days where things just seem to unfold like you've got the Midas touch, the golden touch. And that's the sensation of being in flow. It's really the sensation of grace. So the seedry that we're running here is going to continue as well for the next 3 days. And it's starting with C. That's the circulation of all those basic healing resources that we mentioned earlier. And followed by, I guess I can review them here now as well. Blood that carries our passion, our nerve, our communication, our lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our chi, our vitality, down into the consciousness or awareness, even including the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, the balance of sensuality, sexuality, and the absorption of water and joy and hormonal balancing. Followed by D for defrag, much like a computer cleanup. That happens, it's, I think of it more of as a spring clean. So it takes everything out that doesn't need to be here anymore, and then everything that remains gets reorganized so it can be readily accessed and resourced. Followed by reevaluation and recontextualization, they shift the underlying beliefs. So they allow for us to get out of any headiness, any places of limited thinking and seeing new possibilities and new horizons as something that's an opportunity within you. So think of that as creating the openness or the opening for shifting and changing to occur into a new way. It's followed by integration and introspection. These shift the underlying consciousness. Think of that as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, loves, we're going to tap here. So again, give yourself some slow, deep breaths. Okay, nicely done. Okay, now I'm getting the image of you feeling a little like Humpty Dumpty, kind of feeling dizzy on the wall before they fall off. So, before you fall off that wall, we're actually going to tap out cortices and link it into pancreas reflex point, as well as into the navel to help you feel connected within yourself again. Earlier I said pancreas reflex point, that helps us to take up our joy, to take up the sweetness, to feel embraced by our universe. All of this is in a package around the consciousness of transcendence, which is why this can feel a little heady and dizzying. But to help keep it grounded, we're linking it into kidney ones, and the kidney ones being our acupuncture points of the soles of the feet that keep us grounded and earthed by taking in energy from the earth as well as discharging any excess free radicals here into the earth. And with that, I'm literally seeing that Humpty Dumpty-ish figure gracefully be lowered down onto the ground, and instead of falling, allowing for the feet to absorb the earth energy. And it's actually highlighting that that's your homework. So I sure hope it's decent weather for you all. I know we've got callers on here from all ends of the globe. So finding a nice warm day, perhaps if you are in a cooler climate right now, to literally get your feet bare and hang out on the actual earth. Even if you have one of those earthing mats or grounding mats, taking time to do it the old-fashioned way and literally baring your feet to the earth and feeling that sensual nature will be an opportunity to integrate it in a different kind of way. Now, all of this is linking into your sensual nature, which is really key in allowing for you to get all the awarenesses that you need to get in touch with any blockages that might be in your way around this theme of receiving abundance. And when we're grounded and yet at the same time taking that active role in transcendence, it allows for that aha process to happen to unfold that much more readily. So think of this link as simply to support that. And then it's all linking into the spleen. We're working with the subconsciousness's understanding that all the support that you need is already within you. You're already receiving everything. There really isn't anything to receive. Because it's already happening. So the subconscious is already picking up on that is in existence for you in some way, shape, or form. So it's focusing on all those times where it is happening and then setting the neuronal pathways into that awareness to allow for that to continue and to extenuate into other circumstances of your life automatically. That's linking into the prefrontal cortex of our head, of our brain. At the front of our head, it is ruling our compassion, our wisdom, our higher self. All right, love, and we're gonna tap here. Give yourself some slow, deep inhales and exhales. Okay, loves. It's coming up with that end of session. You've got homework, and besides doing the bits of earthing your feet into actual ground, it's coming up to tap out cortices at least 3 times a day for these next 3 days, as you're going to be processing quite a bit. Okay, and then also be really mindful around what you're feeling like eating and consuming with your body mind. So there is no right or wrong thing to take into your body, but it's just coming up to be mindful around seeing is this something that my body wants or not? And just noticing and listening to what it would actually like to be taking in. What it would actually like to be receiving. So think of that really as setting the stage for mindful receiving. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for the opportunity to work with you all in this way. I so look forward to it. And thank you all for your emails, your feedback. Please, by all means, do continue that. I love hearing feedback. And if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to let me know. And, all right, everyone, I'm going to wish you a wonderful evening and say thanks again. Love to you all. Bye for now.